Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Marcia Egan is here too, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. Marcia's back. We're pretty happy about that. Marcia is the CEO of the Egan Group, the author of Inbox Detox and the Silent Signals of Success Journal. She's our good friend, Marcia Egan. Welcome back.
Hey, it's great to be back, Jim. Always.
It's good to have you. Good to have you back, as always. You know, Marcia, one of the things that I started talking to my audience about early on, I mean like from day one of doing my show beginning in 97, was that in the 21st century, I told them, you're going to have to learn how to be really good at three things. You're going to have to get better at networking. You're going to have to learn how to create strategic alliances. And you're going to have to be able to leverage technology more than ever before. And those are three things that have come to pass, and I want you to talk about the alliances thing, because that's something that you've used successfully yourself, and I think my audience can learn, and I can learn from you on that. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, building mastermind groups and building alliances actually fulfills two of the three of those items that you just mentioned, Jim, and it's mm-hmm. very important for people to realize that they cannot do it alone. There are so right. many entrepreneurs out there and business people who, for whatever reason, hesitate to ask for help or hesitate to build alliances that can make them all better. I live on Nantucket Island, and I love this expression, and that is, a rising tide increases the height of all boats.
And floats all boats. That's exactly right.
Exactly. And so when it actually doesn't even matter how you do it, but to not do it is it's kind of committing a business sin to me, to mm-hmm. not work with other people and not to ask for feedback and not to help each other succeed. And there's so many different ways to do it, and some of them are very, very structured, and some are not. And it's all over the board, but the whole point about it is, let's build alliances with people. We help them, they help us, and all of a sudden, we're all succeeding.
So an alliance, differentiating it from a mastermind group, an alliance would be where you know people that you know you can trust them, and if you can help them. If you've got a customer or someone you know that can use their services, that you refer them, is that part of what an alliance does?
Well, yeah, we can get caught up in semantics, whether it's your network, an alliance. People referred in the old days to it as the old boy network. Any situation where you have mutual trust and an energy to help each other can be known as an alliance, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they don't just happen. Sometimes they do, but it's to be intentional about it can really work. In other words, I could make a phone call to someone and say, "I'm really wanting to raise the level of my coaching business, and you're a great coach, and you also do this. How about?" Would you mind us chatting maybe once a quarter to just brainstorm with each other on things?
Right.
And that can be an alliance. You can formalize it into having biweekly meetings or meeting once a month or meeting in person.
Are you saying an alliance is a little more loosely organized than a mastermind group? Where
yes.
a mastermind group might have a little more structure, a little more regularity?
Exactly.
Okay, all right. That makes sense.
And some, I mean, sometimes alliances are individual, and sometimes they can be a group of any number of people. And so when you talk about a mastermind group, it becomes more intentional and just and a bit more structured. There are some, quote, mastermind groups out there that are very, very formalized. I'm sure you've heard of Vistage International, where
Vistage and Tab Board, Alternative Board, and a number of others, yeah.
Oh, exactly. And those, I mean, those are mastermind groups on steroids. I guess you'd say.
Right.
Where people intend, I mean, they meet once a month and they meet for a full day and they have full agendas.
And you pay to participate in that. There's a fee.
Yes, for many of them you do. And for others
I know people who lead almost all of those kinds of groups, and they're wildly successful for their members. And that may or may not be for you, but what you're talking about is maybe baby steps would be, rather than just jumping right into something like that, maybe baby steps would be that you do what you're talking about. You sort of form an ad hoc type of alliance or mastermind group, and you get used to some of the fundamentals of these groups. A huge fundamental of this is being able to share what's going on with other people. Most people, and Marcia, I'm gonna give you a flash here. You probably didn't know this. Most people, especially men, are not big sharers.
What a flash! Well, I don't know about that, because I mean, men don't ask for directions, right? But women,
yeah, that's right.
On the other hand,
or read them. We don't read them usually either.
Well, many times women think they need to do it all on their own for other reasons, and so the most important message out of this segment right now is: do something. Don't try to run your business all by yourself. Set up an advisory group. Join a mastermind group. Set up a mastermind group, or build an alliance with one or two other people who you are not afraid to share. Oh gosh, this just happened to me. What advice do you have for me?
Another thing to think about, Marcia. What I'd like to recommend people is that if something isn't working, you know, maybe most things are working, but one thing isn't working. And maybe that would be the thing you start with. Let's continue this on the other side of these messages. Marcia, give us your website quickly, please.
MarciaEgan.com, MarciaEgan.com.
Quick break. Check it out. I'm Jim Blassingame, right back with Marcia Egan.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.